Star 101.9, because we're 80s, 90s, and now Mackay's inaugural nude lunch, Ovarian Cancer Exposed, is coming up really soon. It's happening at the Marquee at the Clarion Hotel, September 23, so it's going to be a big event. And when I first found out that it's a nude lunch, I thought, oh my goodness, the nudists are in town. But Trudy Crowley joins us in the studio to try and banish some of these myths for me. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, EJ.
Is it where you come to a lunch and no one's clothed?
Oh, geez, I think I'll have a heart attack if someone turns up in their birthday suit. You might have to have some togas on hand just in case. But no, clothing is compulsory. But,
oh, good. Yeah. Oh, that's good, because I'm emceeing the event. So I was planning on wearing nothing. That would have been scary.
Yeah, I think you look all right in your birthday suit.
Oh, I don't know about that. Well, thanks for coming in and chatting a bit about this. It's raising some awareness and some funds for ovarian cancer, obviously, and it's really close to home for you.
It is, it is. Look, I was diagnosed back in February, March. It's been within 6 months. It's obviously an aggressive ovarian cancer. We obviously thought it was a kidney infection, and I had a GP that had picked up and said, look, I don't think it is. She had done some further tests, then we went down the role of thinking it was leukemia. And then when the biopsies had actually come back, it had discovered that it was ovarian cancer stage 4, grade 3, inoperable, incurable. So, so it was a bit of a shock, and it was a bit of an interesting journey to go through with it. And, and they say it's a silent killer, and even the PET scan didn't even pick up that, it was ovarian cancer. It only showed all my secondary cancer and didn't even show the ovarian cancer. So, you know, that's part of my awareness for it, is that, you know, for me, I'm still, I look healthy, I look fine and all that stuff. And, and the doctors have obviously said to us, you know, it's possibly 12 months, you know, I'm hoping it's going to be longer.
Yeah.
But it's that silent killer, and that's my whole point of all of this, is that, you know, I'm not going to be silent about it. And speaking to a lot of women within town, I've been asked that many times, like, haven't you had a pap smear test? Haven't you had a mammogram? Yeah, I have had all those, but pap smear tests don't pick up ovarian cancer. It's cervical cancer.
Really?
Yeah, so there's nothing to detect ovarian cancer, and usually by the time you realise you've got it, it's like in my case, it's normally too late before anything gets done. So so the money that we're going to raise from ovarian cancer will actually go towards research, so that hopefully we can find a detection for us, and then obviously a cure as well. So,
You're brave. I can't imagine the journey that you and your family have been on over the past few months.
Yeah, it's been very been a massive roller coaster. But you have two choices in life. You can either lie in bed and not do anything about it and feel sorry for yourself, or you, as I say, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off and make the most of it. And as I said, I'm not going to be silent about it. And obviously with this ovarian cancer as well, and the nude lunch, I didn't want it to be for men and women, because obviously along my journey as well, I've realised that it doesn't just affect women, it also affects men. And the reason why I want men at the nude lunch is the fact that it was my husband who obviously probably picked up the first detections. You know, if you had sort of sex, I had a little bit of bleeding, which I dismissed because I thought, you know, I'm hitting over 40. It's just the old girl's just falling apart. So he sort of said to me, look, you should go to the doctor, and I probably didn't. So with the husbands, they do pick up things that happen with us. And also too, it's knowing your family history. So asking about it, if there is breast cancer in the family or ovarian cancer, it can affect your next generation. So my two boys can actually be affected by this, which we've had to have the BRCA gene testing done. So the men can end up with prostate cancer or breast cancer.
Really?
Yeah, ovarian cancer doesn't just affect the females, it affects it. So hence why the nude lunch, it's for me a big thing that I want men and women there to be there as well. So
thanks for talking so openly about all of this, because I didn't know most of what you're saying, and I'm sure most people don't. So it is really important to bring it out into the open.
It is definitely. And we've got so much out there about breast cancer and, you know, the prostate cancer and all that stuff, but ovarian cancer, there's nothing. And I know my journey on it, it was quite daunting because there was nothing around. No one knew anything about it too much. And you know, the biggest probably support I've got is ovarian cancer in Melbourne. But, you know, it's hard when you're a local person in Mackay and in the regional country towns. So, but it's been great because I've been, you know, doing webinars with them and keeping it. And, you know, and hence with this nude lunch, it's get it out there. And we've only just been recently affected with a young girl that's, you know, been 9 years old. So, you know, people think ovarian cancer's hitting over that 50 mark, but it's not.
It's not.
Women are younger and younger each time getting it. So,
what can we expect for the nude lunch? What's it going to be? It's going to be a lot of fun, obviously.
Oh, of course, it's going to be a big party. party. So, look, we'll have definitely someone there to talk to us. Carly from the base hospital will be there too, obviously, to let people know what to look for the symptoms. We'll have some great auction prizes that we've been able to give it to, donated from. We've had, I was just speaking to Dave Donohoe from the Melbourne Storms yesterday, the CEO. So he's donating a jersey from there. We've managed to secure a 2016 Queensland Broncos jersey that's been signed from us from the Men of League.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so we've got some great prizes that are sort of coming out that we're going to have on auction and that. There'll be a bit of a gourmet buffet barbecue lunch. We'll have the champagne flowing throughout the afternoon.
That's all we want to hear.
Exactly, exactly. We've got Off the Rails that will be playing with us for the afternoon. So, yeah, there'll be quite a few bits and pieces all happening. So at the moment, we're sort of almost close to selling up our 400 tickets, which is great.
Excellent. Yeah. Are you still looking for items to be donated to auction off, or is everything pretty much ready to go?
Yeah, look, at the moment there could be still some items there if we had anything. I think, yeah, my minimum goal that I was looking at was for 20 grand. So if hopefully we'll get more than that. But yeah, look, if there is anything, that would be wonderful that we could sort of put towards it and hopefully raise some more money towards research for ovarian cancer.
Absolutely. If you want more details, get to our Facebook page, Star 101.9 Mackay. We'll have all the details on there about how you can book, make your tickets, all the details. September 23 at the Clarion under the marquee, which is a bit la-di-da.
Yes, it's lovely.
Trudy, thank you so much for coming in to talk about the nude lunch. You're an absolutely amazing woman. That word doesn't even describe you properly. Most people will be at home, you know, feeling sorry for themselves, as you said, but you're out there and you're fighting a good cause to raise awareness for ovarian cancer. And we want to thank you. It's just amazing what you're doing.
Thanks, EJ. Appreciate your time for having me as well. Mackay Star 101.9.